DP Sidhu along with Case Keenum here on Texans Radio. Case, this time last year you were on the practice squad, and now you're the starting quarterback on this team. So how surreal is all of this to you?
It's very surreal. I mean, not 4 weeks ago I was playing, practice free safety, so it has been a little bit of a whirlwind, but it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. It's been something I've been preparing for a long time, not just this year or last year, but my whole life really. So it's been great. It's been a lot of fun, and really looking forward to winning a game.
So take us back to that moment when Gary told you that you were the starter. What can you share with us about your reaction? Or what advice maybe he gave you?
It was pretty quick. I think it was just kind of the beginning of the whole giving advice. He'd be constantly giving me advice after that and coaching me up. As far as my reaction, I remember just being ready to go, and not really saying too much, and trying not to act surprised, and
me?
Yeah. So I don't think I was, but I was trying not to act too excited, I guess, trying not to smile too big, but
yeah, that's kind of a tough situation because the team's losing, and the reason why you're the starter is because the two guys ahead of you obviously are not getting the job done. So how do you you have to temper your reaction?
Yeah, and obviously it's a tough situation that we were in, and honestly we're still in, having not won a game in a while, but you try to just take at it like a pro and handle it like a professional, and that's what we are, and that's what we all are, and trying to move on and do the best job we can in the situation that presents itself.
Wade Phillips described you as another quarterback that he's had the pleasure of coaching, and that's Tony Romo. What does that mean coming from someone like Wade, that comparison?
I take hopefully all comparisons are all the good things, it's obviously the path that he took was pretty similar as far as being undrafted. I think even practice squad guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows, just what hard work and being ready when your opportunity comes, will do for you.
And you said one of the guys that you've looked up to is Drew Brees, that you've read his book. What did you take from his experience?
For me, I read it right during when I hurt my knee my first senior year. And so he kind of went through a big shoulder surgery. I think it was either his first or maybe second year at San Diego. And that was kind of his deal, was just coming back stronger. That was his mindset. And so I kind of made that my mindset, when I was training and rehabbing, coming back from my knee surgery.
DP Sidhu along with Case Keenum on Texans Radio. Andre Johnson described some of your plays as just straight-up schoolyard football. How much of what you do is improvised, and how much of it is actually scripted?
A lot of it's scripted. I think a lot of football is unscripted. There's certain plays that work out and wind up going exactly like you draw them up, and there's certain plays that go nothing like you draw them up. So, I think that's where as players, our coaching and as far as all the schemes can only go so far, and having to go and make plays with the best possible situation that you have is obviously a big part of the game.
A lot of great plays in Sunday's game against the Colts. One in particular, that last touchdown before the half, you were motioning to spike the ball. Gary Kubiak was motioning to spike the ball, but you decided to go ahead and throw the touchdown pass to Andre Johnson. Walk us through what's going on in your head before you snap the ball.
We have the option, in a rally, spiking situation to, if we get the right coverage outside, we can give them a signal, and they can just run a fade in the end zone, and I was actually looking over at DeAndre and giving him the signal, and then turned it over to Andre's side, and he's giving me the signal, so I'm kind of like just feeding the beast there and letting
right.
him go, and he was obviously feeling it at that point and wanted the ball, and so I wasn't gonna argue.
Yeah, and Andre's been in the league obviously 11 years now, and you're really not that old. Did you grow up watching him play?
Yeah, I remember watching the national championship, against the Miami,
the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes there, and I forget who they're playing now, but it was when Ken Dorsey was playing quarterback. So I obviously watched him, and I know there was a lot of guys on that team, as far as that are in the NFL right
There's
now.
There's 13 actually, are still there? From the championship team in the NFL.
Wow. Yeah. So, obviously watching those guys and what they were able to do in that era was pretty cool.
Did you ever watch him when he was with the Texans?
A little bit, yeah. Just being here for the last 6 years, I definitely was interested in the Texans and watched what he did. I really didn't know how special a player he was till I got here and got to watch and see him every day.
So now that you're working with him, obviously Andre Johnson, just magical to watch as he is. But what have you learned from him as far as your job as quarterback?
What I think is pretty cool is that, after the night he had the other night, he's right back at it Wednesday, at practice and, going more reps than he probably should. And, our receivers coach is having to, let the young guys go here.
Dial it down a little bit.
Yeah, let the young guys take a rep, one or two reps here. You don't have to take them all. So I think that's pretty cool that just the work ethic he has and, the realization of knowing he's going to stay out there and he's going to continue to work and do what he did to get him, that got him there. So it's pretty cool to see just the mindset he has and the type of person he is and the type of player he is.
Okay, so you grew up in Abilene, Texas, and the word around here is that you like to hunt. What do you hunt?
I hunt whatever I can.
You're not picky.
No, whatever anybody asks me to go hunt.
What have you hunted?
Dove hunting. I've been dove this past year. Deer, turkey, any sort of stuff like that.
Live creature. Yeah. Do you go through the whole process of hunting it and then defeathering and all that and then eating and you prepare it yourself too?
I mean you hunt it to not only just for sport, but you hunt it to process it and eat it, and take it home and enjoy it because it tastes good. Dove, or you wrap some bacon and a jalapeno and cream cheese with a dove there, and that's a pretty good little dove popper. And
what does dove taste like? Chicken?
Kind of. It's kind of like a quail, a smaller quail. So it's good. Deer is obviously very good. I like the summer sausage, and you could do just about anything with venison. So. It's good. Turkey is turkey. So
yeah, that's true. Will you hunt your own Thanksgiving turkey?
No, I probably won't get out in time.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
that's a busy Thursday if you have to go hunt.
And wild turkeys are a little different than the big turkeys that you buy at the store.
What skill set do you think that you bring from hunting to football? Is there something hunting that helps you, like aim?
Maybe.
Stealth?
I mean, patience. I would say. That may be the
patience.
I mean, just being able to go and sit out, for hours on end and just staring at a feeder, just having patience. So I don't know. I guess you could draw something from that.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, reaching a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, you never know. Some people play sports, and if hunting transfers over, then so be it.
Yeah.
Last year was your rookie year. What was your talent in the rookie talent show?
We had a very good rookie talent show. I will say that myself, Jonathan Grimes, and Philip Supernaw, we had a little piano, guitar, we did a couple of songs that actually got a standing ovation. So,
are you just making that up because nobody was there? Really, you got a standing ovation?
No, we were that
really
good. Yeah.
Did you win?
I mean, I don't think there's a winner. I mean, it's you win if you don't get booed.
Oh,
so we
okay.
didn't get booed. So that was a good thing.
What was your part in that whole thing?
I was playing guitar. Jonathan Grimes was on the keyboard and beatbox.
Oh.
And then Supernaw, who kind of has a music background, he was singing for us. We did a Wagon Wheel, the Old Crow Medicine Show, and then we did another song.
Okay. So you're big into country music,
uh-huh.
I take it.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's look towards Sunday's game. It's going to be everyone's first without Gary Kubiak. How does that affect play calling and what you do?
For what I do, I try to think, and I don't think it's going to affect too much of what I do. You know, obviously he's still our coach. He's still my coach. And, you know, it may be a little bit different, you know, as far as sideline operation, but, you know, the plays are still going to get called in, and, you know, we're still going to go out there and operate and execute the plays as best we can.
All right. Case Keenum, I'm DP Sidhu for Texans Radio. Thanks, Case, and best of luck to you.
Cool. Thank you.